Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Type 2 diabetes is on the rise in Canada, and fat may play a bigger role than previously thought. Your body's adipose tissue, or fat, not only provides a storage site for excess calories, it's also an active endocrine organ that secretes biochemical substances that influence the way insulin behaves in the body. According to University of Alberta researcher Dr. David Wright, some of these secretions actually induce insulin resistance, a precursor to the development of type 2 diabetes.
What we're in the process of doing is intervening with diet and exercise interventions to see if we can prevent or reverse these early changes in adipose tissue metabolism. To do that, we've been using a rat model of high-fat feeding. So we feed these rats a very, very high-fat diet, and we can induce insulin resistance in about 4 to 6 weeks. And then we're also doing concurrent studies where we actually swim train rats and we induce a training effect.
If successful, Dr. Wright hopes to use exercise as a non-pharmaceutical treatment for insulin resistance to replace current drugs which may cause heart attacks in some diabetes patients. Thanks today to the Alberta Heritage Foundation for Medical Research. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.